But Japan has like the best, most extreme cultural phenomenons, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a weird acceptance of people's weirdness, I think, that is not like, which is talked about in a way that's not as judgmental. I don't know. Like, it's strange.
Yeah.
Like, I was at this place, this restaurant. Actually, I took you to the curry place.
Oh man, I think about that place every day. It's so cool.
And there was this guy that came in once. He's come in a few times, and I was talking to him and stuff. And he makes his living by building robots from some Japanese anime TV show, like Evangelion or something like that. One of those kind of shows, like building like what looks like Transformer or something. But he makes models of them that take him like days to do, and then he sells them for like hundreds of bucks. But after he left, like the other guys in the pub, in the restaurant, were just like, yeah, he's really into like getting pissed on and stuff like that.
Like a sex fetish thing.
Yeah. And but they was just telling me like it was kind of a matter of fact thing. It was like a joke.
they weren't roasting him.
No. It's just like, oh yeah, he's into getting pissed on. That was just kind of like, yep, that's what he thinks. And I was like, oh, okay, all right then. That sounds nice.
Yeah, I think in that exact bar when we were there visiting you guys the day after your wedding, and I went to the toilet, and then that guy he like stuck his hand in my butt when I walked past. And he tried to grab my genitals. and you were like, oh, are you okay? I was like, yeah, it's just weird. She's like, you're like, oh yeah, that sort of just happens here.
Yeah. It does. It really does. There's a thing called a cancho, which is basically, it's supposed to be that mostly just kids do it to each other, but you sort of put your hands together and you make like a gun with both hands, like, you know, you clasp your fingers and you put your index fingers out. And if you have a chance, you try and stick those fingers as hard as you can up somebody's ass. And like, you're actually trying to like get into the anus. And kids do it to each other in school all the time, but they do it to the teachers as well. And like, I've had it done to me so many times. And apparently it means that they like you, like that they feel comfortable enough around you that they like, I'm going to try and stick my fingers up his ass. It's so fucking confronting and frightening when there's like a 10-year-old, like you turn around to like get something and then suddenly a 10-year-old's trying to ram his fingers like quite forcefully into your asshole.
I'm James Ross Edwards. I'm under a bed sheet in quarantine, and this is In Moderation.
The Tournament of Masculinity, LIDS, by James Ross Edwards, as performed by Annabelle Ross Edwards in quarantine. Tim drank six stubbies on the back lawn, unbuttoned his country road chambray, held it proudly above his right shoulder. He turned, bare-chested, to the rest of the lads, suggested that perhaps it was time this became a LIDS-off party. Everyone laughed at the concept, and four or five of the men got involved immediately, unbuttoning and pulling off their shirts and t-shirts. A chant of, "Lids off, lids off," materialized amongst the shirtless, quickly gaining them more numbers. As the divide became more distinct, the chant changed to a more pointed, "Lose your lid, lose your lid," directed at those still wearing shirts. One by one, some willing, some reluctant, lids were removed until the backyard was little more than beer containers, discarded shirts, and bare-chested best friends. The chant changed to, twirl your lid. And the men picked up their shirts, spun them overhead like colourful cotton helicopters. The chant changed to, swap your lid. And the men exchanged shirts and paraded their costumes, spun through the garden like young thespian gods. The chant changed back to, lids off, briefly tapering to let the men have a sip of beer or a wee by the back fence. Someone then started the chant, repurpose your lid, and the men wore their shirts as pants and skirts and capes and bandanas. The chant changed to, worship your lid, and the men threw their shirts into a pile in the middle of the garden, leapt around them like a maypole. The chant changed to, sacrifice your lid, and the men piled the shirts onto the gas barbecue, danced around it, eyes wild with drink, torsos lit by moonlight, as the smoke rose and coloured cotton and polyester blends flared with heat, melted together as one.
So I only have one footnote today, and it's this meme I can't stop thinking about. I saw it a few days ago on the Instagram for Throwing Fits, which is a podcast I really like. And I can't show it to you here, but close your eyes for a second and let me describe it. It's an image with three black and white outlines of the human male anatomy. The three figures are identical, except each has different sections highlighted in red. And the title above them all says, Where Does It Hurt? On the first figure, the top of the skull is highlighted red, and the description says, headache. On the second figure, the stomach is highlighted red, and the description says, stomach ache. And on the third figure, the entire body, from head to toe, is highlighted red, denoting complete or consuming agony. And the description reads, missing the boys. Because if there's one thing the pandemic is really making me pine for, it's an outrageously immature all-male festivity. The kind where everyone ends up sitting around that same Bunnings outdoor table that everyone has, playing that drinking game where you have to drink with your left hand and you can't point or say the word drink and you have to call everyone by their mother's first name. And you just sit there, enjoying each other's company and the smell of burnt shirts, waiting for your mate to slip up so you can stand up, point at him with the elbow and say, consume Susan, you cunt. This has been In Moderation, episode 6, with performances by Matt Benham and Annie Ross Edwards. Jessica Sutton did the cover art and appears incidentally. Our theme song is Die for Something by Nursery Road, and I am James Ross Edwards.
Because you're like, do I go to jail now? Like,
yes. I'd like, the first time it happened to me, I told the staff at the school, I was like, yeah, this kid like tried to concho me, and they were just they kind of laughed and they're like, ah, that's cute, isn't it? And I was like, no, could you tell him not to do that again? But another thing that there's like, I don't know if it's just the boys, because it's only happened to me from boys, but they also will just try and grab your genitals, like. Just like squeeze your dick or squeeze your nuts, and they're pretty good at it. Like, it's happened to me quite a few times, and it's fucking horrible.
Yeah, that middle-aged guy in the curry place definitely tried to do that to me, and it seemed like it wasn't the first time. He got me. Yeah. he nailed it. That was the
best. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Matt says, hey, I'll throw you an AirPod. You can say hi.